morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Oklahomans deserve more choice when it comes to eye care. State Question 793 will let optometrists work in more convenient locations while providing high-quality care. It will let patients get their eyes examined and shop where they choose. Vote yes for more affordable glasses and contacts. Vote yes for more choice. Vote yes on 793. Authorized and paid for by Yes and 793 Incorporated, 4 Northeast 10th Street, number 434, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 731-04-405-510-7946.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. We are roughly halfway into the fall planting season now, and according to USDA NASS, Oklahoma is approximately two-thirds of the way finished with its winter wheat planting. Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says, based on what he's heard and seen around the countryside, that estimate is probably about right. However, he disagrees with USDA's claim that 50% of the crop is already emerged, calling that number a bit optimistic.
I think that maybe those numbers seem a little bit high, but talking with producers across the state, I think we're probably pretty much in line with those planted acres. I think certainly that crop that is out there that is 50% emerged, I think there's still some questions on half of that.
Nonetheless, he can't deny the fact that the abundant rains this fall have spurred some rapid growth in wheat fields just these past few weeks. The question now is, how much more rain can we take before it starts to hurt us? He says that is quickly becoming a reality as some fields, as of now, already require reseeding.
I think that there's still a lot of concern going into the remainder of the season about, am I going to be able to get on the ground to get what I have left to plant, and how much more am I going to have to go back over again to make sure that I have good stands.
Fortunately for others, planting early and investing in protection from armyworms has paid off, and the opportunity to begin grazing their wheat pasture is picking up as the state continues to dry out. But Schulte says he would not be surprised to see a large portion of Oklahoma's crop being utilized this year for grain purposes only.
Those producers that did that, they're going to have wheat pasture out there right now, and I think that you are seeing some producers maybe have those opportunities. It looks good. It's extremely wet, so now I think that they're concerned that if they turn cattle out, you know, are they going to track it out? Is it where it needs to be? But there are those wheat pasture opportunities from the early plantings. You saw a lot of producers hold off because armyworms were so bad going into this crop season. And so because of that, I think we're going to see a larger portion of the state this year going into a situation where they're planting just for crop purposes.
Schulte also shared his skepticism of USDA's numbers for the 2018 harvest, which were adjusted up at the last minute in the agency's latest report, moving Oklahoma's total production from 55 million bushels predicted in August to 70 million bushels, and increasing total acres from 2.2 million to 2.5 million in addition to bumping yields from 25 bushels per acre to 28 bushels per acre.
I think that it remains to be seen if those numbers are really actually going to be out there, kind of based off of what I've seen in talking with the industry. I think those numbers are still a little bit high. Certainly, I think maybe we might have gotten the increase in acres, but I think the yield increase for this crop from 25 to 28 is still a little optimistic.
You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 18th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and DirecTV Channel 603, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 21,700 head to be offered. Now, if you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Or call Superior Livestock for more information, 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.